It's that time of the show where we get a weekly news wrap from the 4CA newsroom. Emily Tierney, welcome into studio.
Thanks for having me again.
Now, COVID-19, of course, we've been talking about that topic for, it feels like forever, but it is back in the news, particularly as it relates to us here in far north Queensland.
That's right. At the moment, Australia's greatest threat is from PNG and the escalating COVID-19 cases up there.
A huge concern. Their health system is absolutely under attack. I remember hearing medical staff contracting COVID, and so, you know, the hospitals are almost abandoned. So, and such close proximity to us here in Cairns and far north Queensland as well.
Yeah, that's right. And we've been receiving for the past 6 months, 1 to 2 flights a week have been landing in Cairns from PNG. And now we have quite a number of positive cases of COVID-19 and hotel quarantine in Cairns.
And I think the feds announced there earlier this week that they're stopping those flights.
They have. They've now suspended the flights, and they've also fast-tracked the AstraZeneca vaccine in Torres Strait Island this week. So hopefully that'll settle things down, but the federal government's definitely keeping a close eye on it.
That's a big one. That is certainly a big one that we need to be very, very aware of here in Cairns. Something slightly more positive on the tourism front.
Yeah, definitely. Alan Joyce, the CEO of Qantas, is pushing to resume international flights this year by October, which is great news for everyone who's been hanging out for an overseas holiday.
Yes, we are all hanging out for any kind of holiday. And some good news I saw on yesterday, Thursday, being Qantas announcing some nice news on the Japan front, which will be fantastic for Cairns probably next year. Now let's, as we always do with you, Emily, let's finish on something a little lighter.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something to do tonight, you can head on down to the German Club. They're having a wine tasting evening, so something a bit different, not the beers.
Get on some bit of wine tasting at the German Club. That's on Winkworth Street, I think, as well.
That's
so
right.
It's a great venue. So head on down for some wine tasting. Emily Tierney from the 4CA Newsroom, thanks for being on The King Review.
Thanks for having me.